Sometimes casting decisions are so peculiar that they actually stick out in memorable ways that are not good. Vince Vaughn, cast in the second season of True Detective, raised eyebrows, a comedic actor shifting over to like a bad boy gangster. Didn't totally work. The season itself was heaped with a lot of negative criticism, none of which should match the amount of negative criticism heaped upon the film Term Life. Term Life, wow, where to begin? Vince Vaughn plays a guy who kidnaps his own daughter, and after kidnapping her, then there's like a wacky friendship that ensues, but at the same time, it's sort of like a Liam Neeson's sort of parody, but without any comedy. There's lots of problems here. There's really nothing really happens. It's a movie where after about 20 minutes, you wonder what you're doing in the theater, and it's probably the 2016 film that most made me lament not being able to text message during a film. And it's just not very much fun. The acting is definitely mailed in. Vince Vaughn doesn't seem happy to be there. John Favreau somehow shows up, which raises the question, what's Peter Billingsley doing that he was able to direct this movie? He plays Ralphie in The Christmas Story. So, weird movie, first time to direct. You'll shoot your eye out. But I think he was able to produce some of the stuff. I think he produced the Iron Man movie with which John Favreau directed, and I think as a favor maybe Vince Vaughn agreed to be in this movie. Hard to know how it came to be that the kid who was the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out kid in A Christmas Story, Ralphie, when he was 9 years old in 1982, came to direct this just atrocious movie that is a great example of tone and genre being very important. Good actors, Vince Vaughn, Haley Steinfeld, easily should have made a comedy movie, with a father-daughter comedy. It could have had the same exact plot, but just had some jokes instead of some like inexplicable choices, like a serious, like totally deadpan serious advice. The list of who's who that's in this movie is kind of insane. Bill Paxton's in here. Jonathan Banks, better known as from his Breaking Bad stuff. Mike Epps. And again, Haley Steinfeld and John Favreau. So he calls in all of his friends' favors, and it's just the kind of movie that you spend a lot more time thinking about why and how it was made than the movie itself. There's nothing that isn't entirely formulaic and predictable about the movie. Not a fatal flaw. Plenty of movies totally predictable, and for comedies, that's actually a good thing, because then you can the audience is ready to laugh when the joke actually drops. In a movie like this, when the audience is maybe ready to laugh, but no jokes are dropping, and it's a thriller and not a comedy, not a good thing. And really, also, no jokes and long pauses of Vince Vaughn looking angry, which is not funny. And for people who didn't like it about season 2 of True Detective, for the record, I actually did like season 2 of True Detective, and maybe that's the most shocking thing about this podcast.